Wildfires make beautiful photographs, but they also leave horribly charred landscapes behind. Commentator Kate Nelson considers the natural and human acts that help to fuel the flames.
Some people say that if you stand in the woods and don't move, just listen, you can hear it. The faint, muffled sound of someone chowing down on Cap'n Crunch. But it isn't a someone. It's a monumental scourge of evil little beetles, and it's munching its way across the west. It feasts on the forest, a pestilence of biblical proportion, annihilating trees stressed by the drought. Every day another one goes. First, dark jade needles fade into the hue of overcooked lima beans, then into the ruddy brown of dried blood. Left behind, sickly scabs. They splay across valleys and clamber up hillsides, acre upon acre of volatile matchsticks. Add a lightning bolt and a fierce wind, and you get a conflagration. We find ourselves blaming the winds and the sparks, but really, it's because of all those smoky bare decades of fire suppression. We let the woods grow too thick and too green. Now we who live near the sickly scabs are paying the piper, a bug no bigger than the head of a matchstick. Bark beetles. All kinds of them have always been there. They burrow into trees, carving tunnels, and ushering in a worrisome disease called blue stain fungus. But healthy trees fight back. They trap the beetles in a slug of sap and push them out, thereby keeping nature in what we like to consider balance. 4 years of meager rain and scant snow have changed the balance, perhaps forever. In New Mexico, some foresters estimate that beetles will soon kill 95% of all our pinyons, the official state tree. Next up, the majestic ponderosa pines, already dying in Arizona's old-growth forests. In the northern Rockies, it's the lodgepole pine, and who knows where it will end. Experts assure us that we're merely witnessing a natural turn of the natural world. The forests will die and the beetles will follow. Grasslands will creep into the empty spaces and eventually evolve back into forests, ones that perhaps will manage better than the ones we had. Still, evolution hurts. From my back porch north of Albuquerque, I have watched the beetle cotillion dance its way across the foothills and up the Sandia Mountains. Skeletons scar the view. They're as natural as a forest of healthy trees. So are the beetles. So is the drought. And so are the fires. And what are we? The collateral damage of natural forces, victims of an evolution that I, for one, would rather live without.
Kate Nelson is an editor at the Albuquerque Tribune and a frequent contributor to Weekend Edition.